She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Holy shit. I haven't done a coffin catch-up in so long. Wow, this month has been insanity. I feel like everything that could have happened this month has happened this month. I moved, then I hurt my foot, which put me behind. I was doing a hell of a lot of moving commissions and Patreon and OnlyFans and Reddit, and wow, my head is spinning. I'm still like in the final edits of like the final two, and still editing like my higher tier customs and stuff like that. But I got really caught up last week. People can say a lot of things about me, but what you can't say is that I don't do well under pressure, because I do. And I don't like not meeting my own deadlines. I'm the worst about that. Like, other people can be like, no, it's fine, you need to take care of yourself. And I'm like, but no. Anyway, so that's going good and it's almost done. Let me tell you what's going on. So I'm still unpacking and stuff, but I moved. So thank you all for your support. I am, I'm not there yet, and I don't want to jinx myself, because I know first of the month, it fluctuates and then it'll go back. But still, I'm almost to 100 patrons. That's so exciting. I honestly never thought that I would get here, and I appreciate the fuck out of every single one of you guys. And when we hit that goal, I will start looking into getting an ASMR mic, the funny little ones with the ears. I think they're called like a 3DO or something. I don't know. I'm terrible about technical shit. I'm just like that good mic. The one that will let me give you ear nom noms. So, yeah. What am I doing? So, if you weren't here in October, or if you were, you'll remember, at the beginning of October, I posted an audio right before the month started on Reddit, and then I took a 2-week break and just put all my time and energy into Patreon and taking a break. I'm going to be doing that in February. I need a little bit of a break, and the Reddit grind is part of it, like putting stuff on Reddit and then like doing stuff out, and it just becomes a lot. And yeah, I have some things that are like pre-recorded that can go on Reddit, but it's a lot to think about. So I'm going to do myself a favor and I'm going to take a break. So I will do one of those things like I did before and like post a little like going out with a bang break, pre-break audio. And then I'm taking 2 weeks break and I'm putting all of my time into Patreon and myself and OnlyFans. So that's coming up. I have been telling you guys about this collab that I got cast in July. I guess it's still being edited, which is wild to me. maybe it's going to be like a year-long audio saga, whatever. But it's exciting and cool, and there's a ton of people in it. So I really hope that it gets done soon so that I can share that with you guys. Other collabs that I have going on. Boots and I have things that we're going to be doing. What else? I have lots of fun things planned for February. I have little ideas for audios for you guys. And that's another reason why I want to take a Reddit break, so that I can do those little like mini side audios that I did in October. Because I had a fucking blast doing that. It was so much fun. Also, this is going up before the girlfriend safe for work, and I don't know what happened in the recording. Sometimes you just can't help things, like an audio will just be warped, and I improvised it, so I can't really remember what I said, and it's like, it sounds like I'm in a tin can, and it's weird because I recorded it in my closet the same way that I always do it, and it just turned out really wonky. So, if you don't mind, my brain is fried. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to postpone that. I think it would make more sense anyway for Valentine's Day to do the like your essential to me for next month. And I'm going to give you guys one more spooky. It's not going to be the search and rescue. I picked something else small because search and rescue is always like 30 minutes. But I hope you don't mind. My brain is so fried. If you didn't know, a lot of the stuff that I do, like custom work, I improv it. Because I love writing, but I don't have time to write myself scripts, even though I would love to. And B, because I can't go and just boop, pluck one from somebody else because that's not right. So I improv a lot, 99% of the time. And my brain is just shot. Like sometimes I sit down to do an improv and I'm like, what? Just because I've been doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. So I hope you don't mind. So we'll just be spooky one more time this month. And then next month, it's all the love and affection and kisses and pinks and reds and whites. Guys, I know that I've told you how much I hate emotions, but I high key love Valentine's Day. It is like one of my favorite holidays. I know that it's like mass market stuff for like consumerism and fucking whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. It's like created by the card companies, essentially. I know that there's a whole thing about St. Valentine and stuff like that, but I'm just saying, like, giving Valentine's, like, giving people chocolate and, like, it being like that has, you know, we've made it into something else. I don't give a shit. I love Valentine's Day. I even loved Valentine's Day when I was single. I just love it. I think it's cute. As dark and mysterious as I can be, I love hearts and candy hearts and pink and purple and all of that jazz. And I'm not even joking. Even if you don't have somebody this year, who cares? Do something fun. Literally, like 2 years ago when I didn't have a partner, I would watch horror movies and stuff myself silly with Valentine's Day candy. And here's the thing. Even if you don't have someone, you can love yourself. Nobody is ever going to love you like you. And there is somebody out there who gives a huge shit about you and loves you. And one of those people is me. And that might sound phony, but it's not. I do give a shit about you guys because you're all fucking awesome. So, exciting stuff. We'll do fun things for February because, like I said, I'm sure that most people would be like, Snakey likes Valentine's Day. Snakey fucking loves Valentine's Day. Get it through your head. So, I think that's about it. I wanted to tell you what I was going to do at the beginning of the month and all this other stuff, and it's been a fucking hot minute since I've done one of these, so I wanted to do that. So please don't kill me about the girlfriend thing. I promise I will be so girlfriend next month. You're going to love it. So, I love you guys. Please stay safe and sane and happy. If I don't see you a lot over this weekend, it's because I am finishing out my deep, dark little editing hole and catching up on work, because even though I don't feel like I do sometimes, I work super hard, but I love it. I fucking love my job. I love you guys. I'm never not passionate about this. Even on days when I'm like, oh, I'm so tired, I love fucking doing this. I am so glad that I found something that I can wake up every day and go, I can't wait to go to work, which is my closet. Anyway, I love you guys so much. I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Bye!